You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Punk rock started as a kind of a music for people who didn't fit in. San Francisco, a city that has long been a place for outsiders to make their own communities, was one of the centers of this movement. The city was also on the forefront of bringing women into punk. Enter Penelope Houston. In 1976, she and some friends started one of the most influential San Francisco punk bands ever, the Avengers. KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum sat down with Penelope Houston to talk about what it was like in the early days of punk.
When did you start making music?
I always wanted to be a visual artist. When I was a kid, I always thought I was going to be a painter. The music thing snuck up on me, although my whole family was musical. My mom got her PhD at Stanford in music. I moved to San Francisco to go to the Art Institute in 1977. I was 19, and punk rock kind of was starting up then. A friend of mine had a warehouse with a bunch of... with a PA set up, and he was gone one day, and they were putting together a punk band, or a band. We didn't really know what punk was exactly. And then I was there by myself, and I put on some records and started singing through the PA, and I fell in love with amplification. My voice amplified. Hope I didn't say that too loud. So they came back from wherever they were, and I said, I'm going to be your singer. And they were like, okay, let's do it. And that was the Avengers. When punk started, everything was permitted. So I was permitted to say, I'm going to be your singer, and they were permitted to say, okay, let's do it. At first I thought you were dead, but now it's
me. You're one of the rest. The drug you refused that will give you sedation. Were there other women around San Francisco in that scene playing music alongside your band?
Oh, yeah. There were lots of other bands with women. The Mutants had Sue and Sally. Deborah Ayal, before she was in Romeo Void, was in a few different bands, the Mummers and the Poppers, I think. There was Jennifer Miro from the Nuns. Eventually, a lot of bands, pretty high percentage of bands, would either have a female instrumentalist or vocalist.
Do you feel like the ways that women participated in the punk scene in San Francisco, did that seem to change going into the 80s? Did that seem to change?
Definitely. As the 80s started and hardcore started, there were less and less women involved in it, because I feel hardcore was kind of this testosterone-driven kind of music that, well, at least for me personally, was not interesting. Generally, hardcore did not include a lot of women.
So at that time, did it seem like the sound that bands were playing around pushed women out?
One of the things I would say is, if you look at the audiences of hardcore started to have a codified way of behaving, including mosh pits and, you know, pretty aggro behavior on the dance floor. And I think a lot of women probably were leaving the audience, and in a way that reflects on who's going to start a band.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ashley Ann Krigbaum, speaking with musician and artist Penelope Houston.
I've been working at the San Francisco Public Library, the main one, 15 years now, or 18 years or something.
How did you get into that?
I worked at a library in Hollywood when I moved down there. Then when I came back from England, back to the Bay Area, I needed to get a job again. And I went to the library and got a job there for maybe 5 years. I was working probably 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week, very tiny job. And then I got signed to Warner's and I didn't need to do that anymore. And then after another 8 years in that kind of a couple albums, and it blew over and ran out of money, I went back to the San Francisco Public Library.
And what's your role at the library?
Now I have this awesome role. I'm a library technician, and I work up in the Special Collections Department, San Francisco History Center. And I am starting, of course, with the city archivist and my coworkers. They're starting a new collection area of punk, San Francisco and Bay Area, early punk and other music.
Why is it important for San Francisco to have, you know, this public archive of punk history?
I think that, you know, who writes history? Who writes the history of a cultural movement or of a scene? It can either be the people that are in it who are speaking about it in their own words, or it can be historians or the newspaper that happen to write about, you know, Huey Lewis in the News or Chris Isaak, you know. Talented musicians, yes, but do we want those people or the rock critics to define what the scene was? No. So I think it's important for San Francisco to have this scene archived and defined by the people that were in it. And then the historians can come and research it there, and they can write whatever they want.
I know that now that there are certain women, some who are in bands, but also who are artists, that sometimes feel like they're getting pushed out or unsupported in a scene. And I was wondering if you just had any advice for them.
Make your own scene. That's what I would say. If a scene is not supporting you, then get more of your friends in the scene and get more of your friends to start bands or to run clubs. Or basically, when people complain about the scene not being the way they want it, it means that they need to get more involved in it and make it theirs.
Sun falls out of the faucet. You better drink it. You better drink it.